just go ahead and get to work here. Sunny. All right, I guess we're in a work session, so I don't need to hit the gavel. good afternoon, everyone. This is once again Commissioner Brian Kalk about 3:35, June 19th, 2013, for a work session on case number GE-12-78. I'm anticipating going into an executive session. I don't have any opening remarks, but I'd turn it over to the portfolio holder and then Commissioner Fedorchak if they have any comments before we proceed.
My only opening remarks are that, once again, this Anderson Seed case has been going a long time, and I'm looking forward to a chance to visit with our attorney, see where we're at with things, and continue on our path to our ultimate goal of getting the best possible solution for the producers who lost money in this deal, and doing that in the most expedient way possible.
All right, thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Brochek?
Randy said it better than I.
All right. Okay, fair enough. This meeting concerns Anderson Seed Company, Inc., Grain and Warehouse, Insolvency, PSC case number GE-12-78. This matter may be discussed in executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code, Chapter 44-04, including North Dakota Century Code 44-04-19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of the executive session is for attorney consultation. At this time, a motion be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than an open meeting. So with that, I move the Commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in the insolvency matter currently in litigation, Anderson Seed Company, Inc., Grain Warehouse Insolvency, case number GE-12-78.
Second.
Darrell, if you could please call the roll.
All right. Commissioner Kalk.
Aye.
Commissioner Christman.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchak.
Aye.
The motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Darrell. The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the Commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or any other final action by the Commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We will now ask members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room. I will note there are no members of the public here at this time. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvene the open portion of the meeting at approximately, I will say, 4:15. We may. The minutes will show the executive session began at 3:36. And let's see here. Do I announce this before we go into executive session, the role, or do that once we're in executive session? You guys remember? I'm drawing a blank on it.
Once we're in executive session.
Okay. All right, with that, the public has been asked to leave. We'll go ahead and close the public portion of the meeting and we'll reconvene in executive session.